Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us as we dive into music history. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can play against friends or play by yourself. It's entirely up to you. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 70s, duets, and girl group opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round one.
In round one today, pull out your disco ball and your bell-bottom jeans. We are jumping in the time machine and heading back to the 1970s. We have 5 questions all about hit songs from the 1970s, and 1 point is available for each correct answer. Let's get to it. Question one. Don McLean sang for nearly 9 minutes on which 1971 hit, which is named after a food? Question 2. In 1979, ABBA asked you to Gimme 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 a Man after what time of the day? Question 3. Fleetwood Mac's 1977 hit Don't Stop was famously used as the campaign song for which US president? Question 4. What was the name of Bob Marley's backing band who joined him on hits like Buffalo Soldier, Could You Be Loved, and No Woman, No Cry? Question 5. A 1979 hit by Rupert Holmes mentions which popular cocktail drink in both the chorus and the song title? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is duets. Two music stars can come together to create songs that are greater than the sum of their parts. And this round is dedicated to those magic moments. In this round, we have 5 clues about hit duets. And you need to tell us which 2 artists were behind each song. 1 point is available for each pair that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This pair, one better known for acting and one better known for singing, took home an Academy Award for their 2018 duet, Shallow. Question 7. This American pair, who have rhyming first names, teamed up for the 2002 number one hit, Dilemma. Question 8. The 1983 duet, Islands in the Stream, is by these 2 country stars, both of which were inducted into the Country Hall of Fame. Question 9. In 2013, Just Give Me a Reason was a hit for this acrobatic pop star and the lead singer of the band Fun. Question 10. this famous father and daughter sang together on the 1967 hit Something Stupid? That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is girl group opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening lines of a hit song from a girl group. The catch is it's being read aloud by a different voice than normal. See if you can identify the hit girl group song from just the opening line. Give yourself 1 point if you get the song title correct, and another point if you can correctly guess which girl group sang it. Here they come. Question 11.
When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you gotta go. Smiling, dancing, everything is free. All you need is positivity.
Question 12.
The 22nd of loneliness, and we've been through so many things. I love my man with all honesty, but I know he's cheating on me.
Question 13.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so? I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on.
Question 14.
Your eyes tell me how you want me. I can feel it in your heart beat. I know you like what you see. Hold me, I'll give you all that you need.
Question 15.
When you hold me in the street and you kiss me on the dance floor, I wish that it could be like that. Why can't it be like that?
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And we're back. The answers are here, ready to go. And first up, we had the hits of the 1970s. Question 1. American Pie. The track was the longest song to reach number one in the USA for nearly 50 years, before the record was taken by Taylor Swift's All Too Well 10-minute version. Question 2. Midnight, as in Gimme 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 a Man After Midnight. ABBA's 1979 disco hit has been sampled and reworked many times, perhaps most notably by Madonna on her 2005 hit single, Hung Up. Question 3. Bill Clinton. Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac was the theme to his 1992 campaign and continued to be used for decades beyond that. Question 4. The Wailers supported Bob Marley. Question 5. Pina Colada. Escape, the Pina Colada song, was the final number one hit of the 1970s and tells the tale of a man and woman who accidentally cheat on each other with themselves. Continuing on to round two, we were looking for the pairs behind some of music's biggest hit duets, and these are the ones we were looking for. Question 6. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were the pair behind Shallow, the Academy Award-winning song from A Star Is Born. Question 7. Nelly and Kelly Rowland performed Dilemma, one of the biggest hits of 2002. Question 8. Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers sang Islands in the Stream, a track that was penned by the Bee Gees. Question 9. Pink and Nate Roos were responsible for Just Give Me a Reason. Question 10. Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra sang Something Stupid. It is the only instance of a father-daughter collaboration reaching number one. It would also later become a 2001 hit by Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman. For our final round today, we played you the opening lyrics of some hit songs by girl groups. Remember, 1 point is available for a correct song title and 1 point is available for a correct girl group. The answers were... Question 11, that was Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls. Question 12 was Creep by TLC. Question 13, we had Never Ever by All Saints. Question 14 was Jump by the Pointer Sisters. And finally, question 15 was Secret Love Song by Little Mix. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.